Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Through my healing journey, I've become increasingly aware of the way environmental toxicity affects my body. In the past, I've tested high for mercury, lead, cadmium, glyphosate, and mycotoxins from mold. I've experienced this as fatigue, full body neuralgia, and brain fog. And after years of conventional treatments with limited results, I knew I needed to ask different questions if I wanted a different answer. Now, around this time, I was introduced to the Ion Cleanse by AMD at an integrative wellness symposium. I came across a technology where people put their feet in water, and over the next 20 to 30 minutes, ions were released into the water that assists the body's natural ability to release toxins. As you can imagine, I was very, very skeptical, but after my first session, I felt clear-headed, lighter, and a little bit high, and I was intrigued enough to invest in a unit. My N equals one experiment? I've watched levels of most environmental toxicity fall by almost 30% after 4 months. Now, this is a friend favorite, and as people come over to my home, they ask, Freddie, can I please do a foot bath? This is a heart-centered company, the support is amazing, and they offer a 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. The Ion Cleanse by AMD is a safe, non-invasive way to help the body detox naturally, and it's trusted by the Beautifully Broken podcast. So reach out to Glenn at AMD today and see if it's a good fit for your home or your wellness clinic. Visit their site for more details at www.amajordifference.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast. I am here with a very special guest, Glenn Wilhelm. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Freddie. Appreciate you having me. Always look forward to connecting with you and especially on your podcast.
I have to say, you know, out of all the transformational technology I talk about, one thing that really is tried and tested and so popular with my client base is this product called the Ion Cleanse from AMD. And that is the company that you work for. This is my Ionic foot bath. And, you know, at first, I got to admit, when I first came across it in the news or health and wellness, I looked at it and I remember people putting their feet in water and the water changing colors. And I was a little skeptical. I also thought that sometimes we've got to put our skepticism aside and we've just got to trust what our body tells us. And I did a foot bath at a show. I tell this story often in New Jersey at Klinghart's convention, Klinghart's clinic. And I was amazed at how I felt afterwards. Not only that, but how my experience was different to every single person next to me that was also doing a foot bath. So can we just start at like square one, Ionic foot bath? Like, what is it? Let's just bring people up to speed.
Sure, absolutely. And if you were a little skeptical at the beginning, Freddie, you're in the minority because most people are very highly skeptical. You know, I've been here with AMD for 10 years. And I met the owner of the company through somebody who I had a lot of respect for, said, hey, you really ought to meet with this guy. And I was looking to change careers. And I had my initial meeting and I was all excited. It's like, man, help people improve the quality of their health and their overall lifestyle. And then I got home and I went on the internet and man, I got deflated. I'm like, I can't do this for a living because I've always been in sales and I've always worked for the best companies with the best products. And I'm like, here's this hokey foot bath thing. So, but obviously here I am 10 years later, loving what I do, love every single day, the opportunity to really help somebody improve their quality of health. So what is an Ionic foot bath anyway? And I'm going to talk specifically to our brand, the Ion Cleanse by AMD, because there are a lot of units out there and people, is it apples to oranges comparison? Well, it almost goes to a fruit and a vegetable comparison. You know, we've been doing this for 19 years. We're the industry leader for a reason. So when I do talk I'm talking our system specifically because of the patented and proprietary technology we have. But the whole goal of the ion cleanse is to help release or mobilize those toxins that we have stored in our body, right? We detox every single day. We do it when we go to the bathroom, when we go through urine, through stool, through sweat. We do detox every day. However, most of us have toxins stored in our body. And right now, for you, Freddie, those toxins can be problematic right now. But what happens in a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, if those toxins are not addressed and they stay stored in the body? They can become much, much more problematic for a given individual. So our goal is what we are doing within this water. We are creating charged ions. Ions do what? They attract and neutralize oppositely charged particles. So that's what we do. We're creating this ionic charge in the water, and we know what opposites attract. So when we create negative ions, that's going to attract your positively charged toxicants. Conversely, with our patented technology, we also create positive ions because we have negatively charged toxins. So the goal is to mobilize, release those toxins from storage so we can get them out of the body. Part one is what we release during a session into the foot bath. And part two is the detox that occurs after the cleanse is over. So that's really the whole goal, because when we talk about toxicity, most people think what? Heavy metals, right? And when they hear toxicity, oh, aluminum and mercury, uranium, so all the different heavy metals. But in reality, there's so many other toxins that are not heavy metals. You know, pesticides, glyphosate as an herbicide, BPAs, endotoxins, parabens. I mean, we could go on. And this carpet that's in my office, I'm sure there's flame retardants in there, right? So there's toxins coming off my carpet. Bottom line is, in today's world, we are by far in the most toxic environment in Earth's known history. And a lot of us, vast majority of us, need some additional detox protocols to help keep that toxicity level down.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There's so many things I just want to touch on. You know, when you said right in the beginning that my small degree of skepticism, if I started in it small, that was not the norm. So how does that play into people deciding whether the foot bath is a right thing to bring into their wellness paradigm? You know, that because what I've found is you're going to be led towards your confirmation bias. If you want to find reasons to believe this isn't valid and it's not true, Mr. Google helps you out with that in an extraordinary way. Also, the inverse is true. If you want to go out there and you want to look for validating information that this could be helpful to the body, I think that's also true. Where would you tell someone to start doing research on the efficacy of the Ion Cleanse by AMD?
We have documented research on our website. So we do have research. That being said, I should have done this at the very beginning. Let me put my disclaimer in. We are rated as a non-medical device. We don't diagnose, we don't treat, we don't cure. So that being said, all right, we don't talk about illnesses or conditions. So makes my job very, very difficult, as you can well appreciate. But we do have documented research. And ultimately, if you feel like your situation, if there's really two components where the Ion Cleanse proves beneficial for a lot of people. One, if you have a high toxic load, or the other is if you have an inability to detox as effectively as you should. A lot of people have compromised detox pathways. They have MTHFR gene mutations, compromised detox pathways where we're just not excreting or eliminating those toxins as we should. Ultimately, what we're trying to do is, if you feel you're in that situation, you know, some of the things we can talk about, you know, and I know with your background, brain fog, the ability to have clarity of thoughts is very, very problematic. That is one of the benefits that we see a lot is just a lot more clarity of thoughts, less brain fog. People tend to sleep much better, feel much more relaxed, which is also very important to the overall detox process. Somebody's in that sympathetic dominance, that stress mode. I mean, you can go out and find this out on PubMed. When somebody's in a stress mode, what happens to the liver? The liver actually contracts. Conversely, if we can go into a relaxed state, right, what happens to that liver? That liver becomes relaxed as well. What do you think is going to work more efficiently in the overall part of your detox organs, right? An organ of detox under stress or one that's much more relaxed?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I also get that mental picture of, you know, the contracted capillary system around the extremities of the body, the organs and organ systems, which require blood flow, nutrients, nitric oxide to function effectively. And of course, when we're in that sympathetic dominance or fight or flight, everything's diverted to, you know, escaping the immediate fear. Definitely not healing, definitely not detoxification or recovery. So I just spot on. When you said the, you know, this model has the ability to create positive and negative ions, switching polarities, you know, I happen to know from my background that the body is a magnetic body creating magnetic fields, you know, cells communicating through light and magnetism and oscillating patterns, and that the body has periods where it flips polarity, that everything moves on different cycles throughout the day. That was really interesting to me. When you were saying the ability to flip from the positive to the negative, what kinds of things would be benefited in the body from a positive charge, and what type of things would be benefited from a negative charge as far as aiding the body in natural detoxification?
Sure, absolutely. If you think about it, I get these questions. Well, would the ion cleanse help me detox copper or lead or mercury? Well, here's the thing. Toxicity either has a positive charge or it either has a negative charge. No ands, ifs, or buts about that. All toxins have a certain charge. So with our system creating both, we are going to address toxicity at all levels. Examples, most people think about those heavy metals. So when we create negative ions, that's going to help attract, release those positively charged toxicants. Those are primarily your heavy metals and your pesticides. Those are the bulk of the positively charged. Of the positively charged toxins. Most people are unaware of negatively charged toxins. Give you an example. Ammonia, candida, negatively charged. Glyphosate as an herbicide, is actually opposite charge as a pesticide. Glyphosate is negatively charged. A community you're very involved in, endotoxins, right? People who have Lyme, when they feel their worst, when is that? That's when that die-off occurs. Those endotoxins are released. Those endotoxins are negatively charged. So to have the ability to create both negative and positive ions to help facilitate the release or the elimination of those toxins out of the body, for most people, yields significant results.
Incredible. From my experience, sometimes we can say negative charge, ion, positively charged. We can breeze over those terms without really thinking. What does it mean to bind with an endotoxin and allow it to also, you know, almost move out of the body? And I always envision it like a magnet. You know, if we had this pile of magnetic filings and we were to drag a magnet over the middle, it's going to pull a bunch of the filings into the middle. Some are going to stick to the magnet. Some are just going to be moved into the bloodstream and mobilized.
Correct.
So almost like, I guess the other experience that would come up for me would be, you know, Glenn, I get positive ions from going to the beach, right? If I walk barefoot down the sand, don't I get a good boost of ions from the environment?
Yeah. More negative ions. So it's when those waves are crashing along. And we actually had that in our literature for a long period of time. What the ion cleanse does that is basically takes that and it's magnified many, many, many times over. So a much stronger pull. And I want to go back to this because, right, as the industry leader, we do a lot of conferences, or pre-COVID we did anyway. You know, I would be sitting there with a group of MDs. I would have five MDs doing cleanses, and we would talk about that and the release mobilization that during that toxins can and do release into the water. And I would get these doctors say, come on, Glenn, you expect me to believe that we're going to free these toxins up. They're going to go through my body, through my feet, into the foot bath. And my answer always is, well, yeah. And let me ask you this, doc. So can you take a medication through a patch? Can your patient absorb that medication through the skin into the body? Well, of course. Can you put on deodorant with aluminum in it and absorb that aluminum into your body? Yes. Well, just as you can absorb through the skin, you can release through the skin. As a matter of fact, we do that every day when we do what? When we sweat, right? So the same way, same principle. Now with the ion cleanse, because we have that large ionic charge in the water, yes, we can and do release through the body into the foot bath. That's why we also, people look at the colors of the water, and we'll get into that. I'm sure you'll talk about that, where we often see different colors, textures, smells. If I go back when I talked about me interviewing and going back and Googling, it's like, oh my gosh, this changes. Somebody put a tomato in there. Somebody put a carrot. Somebody put nothing in it. Then the water changed colors. Of course it did. If you run the system with no feet in the water, Freddie, you know this, there's going to be some color change. Why is that? We're creating ions. I said at the onset, ions do what? They attract and neutralize oppositely charged particles. And kind of my favorite phrase is ion cleanse don't play favorites. They're going to do their job if there are feet in the water or no feet in the water. If there are no feet in the water, what are they going to neutralize? Whatever's in your tap water, right? Average city water, and I'm being very generous, 200 plus chemicals been through a water treatment plant. Typically, we add a little bit of salt. Sole purpose just increases the conductivity of the water. And the third component is the array plates. So that's the part how we generate those charged ions, which our plates are domestically made here out of stainless steel and copper. All three of those things have a charge. So there will be some color change with or without feet. However, for most people, as we do a 30-minute session, which is the typical time, we will often, what we release from the body, we will override that color change that would just naturally occur with even no feet in the water.
Yeah, I would agree. Just to speak to my experience, having done well over 150 foot baths and demoing at least, I'm going to say 20 different people, that nobody's water is the same color. And that changes dramatically person to person. And with repeat demonstrations or repeat sessions, what I've seen is people often have a theme. People often have a color theme of really dark, like magenta orange, or they'll have a really like a black, bubbly, like green almost, just, or they'll have a white foam. You know, I've seen this pattern repeat with people. So there is definitely something to what that person's, well, I would view it as their history. Right? They're bringing their history into the foot bath. And so we are seeing a different color. Do you want to speak to that at all in your experience about people having a theme?
Sure. We are actually, and let me talk about the colors of the water, because we can't diagnose from the color of the water. And it's so funny when I talk about that analogy going back to the doctors and they, oh yeah, I get that. What happens at the end of a session? Glenn, come read my water. What does this mean? And it's like, I can't do that, doc. But we do have a color chart. We are the originator. Now, what the color chart was derived on was EAV, electroacupuncture by Volt, which has to do with the meridian of the body you are releasing from. So if you have more of a dark green color, that's indicative of releasing from the gallbladder meridian. You may not even have a gallbladder, but you still have that meridian of the body. If you get that blackish, that dark brown, indicative of the liver meridian, doesn't mean you have a liver problem, but that's where in this given day your body is going to release from. So you are right. And the body is going to set the priority, right? You can't do, your body does not like holding on to toxins. It does its very best. As we help assist the body in releasing those toxins, right, that will correlate to the meridian or part of the body where we are releasing from. So that's the whole color chart. If you see anybody that's diagnosing from the color of the water, big red flag, it's just simply not accurate.
Yeah, I actually remember when I was sort of looking into it, the modality of the foot bath in New York City. And of course, there was, wow, you know, she's a really famous health clinic. It's right on 23rd Street. I want to say Solgar, Solon. Anyways, this woman's brilliant. She's been on wonderful podcasts before, but of course she was on a Fox News expose and they were there to debunk her healing modalities, including pulse electromagnetic field and the foot bath and these radiation charge crystals, which they just blew her out of the water. And I remember watching, I was like, oh, that's too bad. She didn't have good science and she didn't quite know how to speak about it to defend herself, which was unfortunate. Because after that point, you know, I remember the first foot bath I tried, which was not AMD. It was not ion cleansed by AMD. However, it was an amazing experience. I was in the middle of very, very profound experience with Lyme at the time and horrible brain fog, horrible joint pain. I went and found this woman, totally shady experience. But I remember getting out of the foot bath and my heart, like the anger in my body was gone. I wasn't aware of how much anger was there. And it was an elation for the rest of the day. I mean, I felt such a profound shift after one foot bath. And I've had many people speak to me in that respect. So they said, this is a heart opener. You know, emotionally, they felt a shift. I want to go back to just some of the things we talked about, you know, because there is this belief system that I think more and more people are moving. We're understanding that environmental toxicity does affect our outcomes with different health challenges, we'll say, especially when we're talking about some of these worse heavy metals, mercury, copper toxicity, which is just awful, lead poisoning. You know, I had the experience of being in my apartment and I got a letter from my township 2 years ago and they said, hey, we just wanted to let you know for the last year, the parts per billion of lead in your water was 9 times the limit. It's taken care of now. So the last year, you know what I mean? This is something that, and luckily I was doing a foot bath all the time. I was taking my water through the Berkey, but I was showering in this water. I was bathing in this water, which people don't realize that's 10x the accumulation. You absorb a lot of stuff through our skin. So when we're talking about these things, and I think it's just important to just challenge your belief system. You know, you don't need to become a devotee biohacker, but do entertain the idea that there's some pretty good data out here. When you mentioned the toxicity element of glyphosate, glyphosate is the number one chemical we put on our food supply in the States, up to 100x of European countries. And this is an enzyme inhibitor, and now it's also been labeled a carcinogen.
Yeah, and it's really crazy because in the circles I run in, a lot of people filter their water, only eat organic. Those people who eat organic are still having very high levels of glyphosate. How does that occur? Well, I mean, there's runoff. You're gonna have a organic farm right next to a traditional farm that sprays and sprays and sprays. We get the runoff. And even, you know, I don't like to put the fear in people. Do everything that you can. However, there's a reason more and more practitioners, there's been a huge paradigm shift in the last 10 years where let's do this. Let's work on supplementation. Let's work on this therapy. Or if you're not doing this, you know, just get out and do this. The paradigm shift is we've got to detox the body first. Because once you reduce that toxic load, I mean, right, we are not twins, but let's say hypothetically that we're twins and we live in the same house, we're same height, same weight, you and I could have all the exact same exposures. Those toxins could affect you one way and me a totally different way. And I hear this a lot talking to parents who have kids who are really need to detox. It's like, well, I feel fine. I don't think there's anything. Well, we all respond to toxicity. Toxins can affect every single system of the body and in different ways.
I think it's really profound. There's a lot of studies that have been done with twins with the same genetic material. And in those twins, you show one sister who has lived in an urban environment, a city, and then you have the other one that's lived in the country. One of them smoked, one of them didn't smoke. And these people look dramatically different. Dramatically different. So that is there. I don't think, what else do you need? You know, this affects our body. It's something we've got to look at. I think as responsible human beings, if we're looking for a paradigm shift and we're looking for a way to move forward and feel better with less brain fog, with less pain, with healthier children, this has got to be a seat at the table. It's got to be a part of the conversation. Because for me, what the cool thing about this tech is, and amp coil and red lights, this is healthcare. This is wellness care, where we have disease management right now. The model right now, and I'm not, you know, getting up on a soapbox. I'm just saying the model right now is incentivized. That organization makes money when you're sick. They don't make money to help keep you well, which is the big shift here. This is what we're talking about. This is actually healthcare. So, and that's why I think it's important. I'm not saying throw away your health insurance to anybody. I'm saying consider bringing one of these things into the home. You know, let's talk about value for a second. You know, Glenn, you know, what is a family, what should they set as an expectation? Can someone do 6-foot baths and be detoxed for the next year?
So what we normally recommend is for those people who do invest in a system is you're going to cleanse roughly about 3 times a week for a period of time based on your age, your situation. And then you're going to get to more of a maintenance program, whether that's once a week or twice a week. Kind of the analogy we use, once you reduce the toxic load in the body, so your body's basically catching up, kind of like going to the gym, right? We want to continue still working out. Once you get physically fit, if you stop, the odds of you getting out of shape obviously increase. Same thing. I mean, my unit that I have, I'm 10 years in, and I still on average cleanse once or twice a week. Per our instruction manual, it's once a week. I normally cleanse twice a week. I feel better. I sleep better. But this is, it's a program. It's a lifestyle. My unit that I have is 14 years old. This is a system that, and right, never any repairs, anything like that. This is an investment that I use, my family uses, to we're being proactive. You know, fortunately, we don't have any major health conditions or situations right now, but we're trying to be proactive, keep that toxic load down so that we're avoiding, hopefully, more serious situations in the future.
Hi, friends. I hope you're loving this show. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. One of the consistent biohacks in my home is red light therapy, or photobiomodulation, if you want to sound fancy at a dinner party. Now, red lights have been clinically shown to help with a plethora of health benefits, including increased energy, better circulation, increased testosterone production, workout recovery, hair growth, and even help with fine lines and wrinkles on your skin. There are even multiple studies showing benefits with Alzheimer's patients. Personally, this is something I recommend for most of my clients to have in their home for its incredible benefits and relatively low cost. Now, from my research, LightPath LED continues to innovate their designs, and they include multiple wave panels and pulsing. With this initial research showing a greater depth of penetration and benefit to mitochondrial health, which, if you're a fan of the podcast, you know this is the moving target when it comes to wellness. Mind the mitochondria. So check out lightpathled.com and use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, all lowercase, for a 10% discount in the checkout. The inventor and founder, Scott Kennedy, is a true gem of a human being and stands behind every light that he sells. This is a Beautifully Broken podcast, stamp of approval, 5 stars. Now let's get back to the show. As far as timeline goes, what are some of the numbers that you've seen move as far as general toxicity in the body? Maybe we can just take like mercury and glyphosate and you know, maybe there's something out there prevalent that you've seen change in the body. And what kind of a timeline does that look like?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. So we actually had a practitioner do a glyphosate evaluation. So she had a control, those people who didn't use the ion cleanse. There were 9 in the control and 10 in the therapy group. The therapy group, they cleansed every other day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 4 weeks. So over the course of 12 sessions, 4-week period, they actually saw a net difference of a 34% reduction in glyphosate levels in the therapy group compared to those who didn't use the ion cleanse system. So that's significant. That's 12 sessions. And that testing was done through Great Plains Laboratory. They have a glyphosate panel, which is a urine-based testing system. And so that was one example. We have, again, multiple studies on our website as well, looking at heavy metals levels in the blood. I believe, let me look at one of them. We've got a little poster here. Aluminum had a 46% reduction, I believe. That was over a 12-week study as well. So again, there's a lot of research. And here's the bottom line. And I think you asked this earlier. I didn't really answer the question. How do you know? How do you know if this is working or if it's right for me? And, you know, what I encourage anybody to do once you get the system, find some sort of quantitative evaluation tool. This is something you can do on your own and say, okay, I'm going to start a detox program. What are my major issues that I'm dealing with? Is it brain fog? Is it stress? Is it anxiety? Do I have inflammation? Do I have joint pain? Do I do that? And rank all of those on a scale of 1 to 10, and you add those up. When you get your Ion Cleanse system, I encourage everybody, use it for up to 55 days. And I'll tell you why 55. And then at that point, you're going to complete a brand new one, right? Same symptomology, and you're going to rank them on a scale of 1 to 10. If you don't feel like the system has been beneficial, you can literally put it back in the box, send it back to us, and get all your money back. I mean, it's pretty incredible. When we know that we are in that hokey foot bath type market. There's a lot of units coming in from China that are $100, $200 that I told you earlier, it's a fruit to vegetable comparison, that we offer everybody a 60-day 100% money back guarantee. No questions asked, no forms to fill out. Heck, Freddie, people don't even have to contact us because every unit that we manufacture has a serial number on it. So if you don't feel like this investment is yielding the results, you have the opportunity to get a full refund, no questions asked.
Incredible. I wish every company could provide that for these type of technologies. I understand. I know it's an investment into your health. And I know it's, like you said, this is a new thing for a lot of people to entertain this idea that we can work with the body in this way. Do you have any visions for 2021? Do you see, as far as you said, you run in a circle. There are people who do use the foot bath. There are people who don't. Who would you love to see using this, and what kind of groups?
You know, literally, and we have talked about that. Who is our target market? And it's literally every single person on the planet, because we are just so bombarded with toxicity, and it's just getting worse. I mean, if you look at the chemicals that are used in manufacturing, did you know only 20% of them have ever been tested for safety? Only 20%. That being said, 20% have been tested. Even those, when you put them together and you mix them in a product, what could may have been deemed safe, but when you mix them together, is that still safe? That's never, ever tested. You know, when you're mixing chemical one and chemical two, right? Chemical reactions do occur. So, you know, that being said, it's really hard for me to answer that question that you just posed to me, because we don't diagnose, treat, et cetera.
I always think about these things. I did a live on this like 3 weeks ago about senior centers. You know, part of my passion project before the pandemic was singing for seniors, going in and just giving an hour of your time and singing music. And it was transformative for people. But I was well aware of the horrible artificial fluorescent lights, the terrible, terrible quality of food that went around. And listen, it's not like it was slop, but it's, you know, it's a standard American diet. And these are some of our most valuable members of society who are just getting these high carb loaded diets, tons of sugar. And I always left with an icky feeling. And I always, you know, I always envision calling someone in that's going to say, you know what, let's do one of these different. Let's have, like our friends at Integrative Wellness Group, let's have 6 detox sinks in the floor So people just come in, we draw a hot bath, they put their feet in for 30 minutes and we help everybody out. Let's change the light bulbs in the room. Let's have everybody, let's have a pulsed electromagnetic field unit on a cart that can go in and give people a little positivity or neurotransmitter reset through magnetics. I mean, it's not, I'm not talking about a huge investment here. It just seems like a really, really better way to improve quality of life without having to use medications.
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point. Basically, everything that you talked about, we can do what? We can do that in the comfort of our own home. We can have the best product in the world, but if we're not going to use it, it's not going to serve us. The purpose is not going to be fulfilled. So that compliance, ease of use, right? And I'll talk specifically on the Ion Cleanse system. Do you read, right? You can do your Ion Cleanse during that 30 minutes and read a book. You can be on your phone. You can be on your computer. You can sit down. I sit here at work. That's where I usually cleanse because when I get home, right, I got a house and family and kids and right, life gets chaotic. I do that right when I'm sitting here working. So having those modalities, and you're absolutely right that you can invest in, but you've got to be able to use them. You've got to be confident in them. Safety is obviously very, very important. And so there are a lot of things to consider when you say, okay, what can I do for myself, for my family, to invest in our health that A, is safe, B, we're going to use, and C, the investment is going to be worth it. So that, those are some of the things that we have really focused on, you know, over our 19 years.
I was just talking to one of my buddies, Jimmy Martin, who is one of the founders of Burn Studios in New York City. They actually work out in these cold meat lockers. So they use cold therapy with workout. They have this great platform and they're doing a bunch of cool stuff now as they pivot to a new business model since gyms are closed down here. And he was telling me that his high school wrestling coach 20 years ago used to use foot baths with the kids that would get these rashes and ringworm and all these skin infections, that it was very effective. So just this random, he saw the foot bath on the floor the other day and just gave me this story. And he said, you know, this guy was in this some field of influence where he had a level of awareness that this would be good for resolving these skin issues. So he had said that was one thing he had used across the board with these wrestlers. I just thought that was so cool.
Well, think about it. I mean, what you just talked about, what is the largest organ of detox?
The skin.
There you go. Boom.
I love it. Glenn, some other little questions about usage and investment. What does it look like to bring this into a home? I know we said without speaking of, you know, conditions, we are saying everybody on the planet that can use this. You know, but if I had a child, you know, one thing I'm aware of from my research is this is really popular with the autism community. And the more I've studied about autism and work that has come forward from Dr. Klinghart, and they're looking at different metals that are very high in children under the experience of autism. They're looking at mold toxicity sometimes. They're looking at these environmental burdens, which once they're relieved, that child will experience a higher score, a communication score with the outside world. Can we speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, and I'll just talk about what an ATEC score is. So if anybody out there, if you don't know what an ATEC is and you have a child on the spectrum or a friend, or it's called the Autism Treatment Evaluation Checklist, ATEC, A-T-E-C. You can Google it. It is a free evaluation tool. Literally, it's a series. I think it's about 48 to 50 questions. And you're going to fill that out. And there's four subcategories. I think one is speech, the other is cognitive, behavior, et cetera. And you fill this out and you'll get the results. The higher the score is, the more severe the autism symptomology. So, you know, you talk about evaluation tools, that's something that you can use. And the ATEC is pretty much the gold standard as far as evaluation within the autism community.
Yeah, I've seen parents reporting just a great improvement after incorporating the foot bath. You know, something as simple as adding some ions to the system. It's amazing when the body gets what it needs, that the supercomputer just starts to work better.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you talk, you ask me again, who is our target audience? And I'll just kind of be my very generic answer that I have to do is if you believe that you have a high toxic load, or if you believe that you have an inability or a compromised detox pathway, meaning those toxins seem to affect you some single way, then the ion cleanse system may be the solution that you're looking for.
You know, I have some strong feelings about this. There's so many different places where this could come into play. I personally, you know, what I find is I work with a lot of doctors. I have a lot of doctors reach out to me and they say, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing to be so freaking vibrant? Like, what is it? You know, and I give them my few things, but I'm always amazed with frontline workers and medical professionals, when I'll look at something like heart rate variability or predominant brainwave states, or they'll do an HTMA, toxic elements metal analysis from their hair. They're just awful. Like, they're awful. Like, sympathetic nervous system dominance, crazy displaced minerals, stress response through the roof. You know, these are the people that, for me, you know, if we could move them into a place of just robust wellness, and if they could speak to their experience on how some of these things work, I sort of see that being a way we could shift the conversation about having some of our frontline workers who are, you know, doctors and nurses are suffering right now. It is in my experience and in my circles who I talk with, people running the holistic care wings of these hospitals, they're ready to break. Chronic fatigue, doctors committing suicide, multiple people leaving the organization or their boards because they're so disenchanted and they see, oh my goodness, my next 40 years is going to be me kicking people in and out and in and out and in and out, and the world goes by. And so for them to experience this might be pretty profound.
Yeah. And it was, it was literally a year ago, right? When we started the kind of lockdown. But yeah, we actually had a hospital, not going to mention the hospital name, reach out and said, hey, what can you do to help support our frontline workers? Is there any way that we can use some of your ion cleanse so people are doing double shifts so they can come in and get recharged? They can, right? Because one of the things that, you know, I talked that this is a safe product. We use a medical grade power supply. But that being said, creating that relaxation response, you know, you're doing a 12-hour shift where these frontline workers, they set up an area where people can come in. They have different modalities, the ion cleanse being one. Come down, sit down, get a recharge charge, right? You're getting off your feet for 30 minutes. You're doing a session, hoping get more into that parasympathetic dominance, that relaxed state. So when during their break, they would be able to go back, be energized, feel better. So, you know, it is pretty exciting that we are seeing more and more practitioners, and I'm going to say getting away from the older methods and going to some of the, you know, the ion cleanse and many other things that you've talked about today. I would just love to see that trend continue and going down that direction.
I would too. I think it would be so awesome if this were offered, you know, through my experience of oncology, as opposed to people coming around and giving me donuts and Cokes and candy. You know, could you imagine if they were like, hey, do you want to do a foot bath?
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, what a novel idea. Glenn, what's your why? What keeps you showing up in this world that is, listen, for everybody right now, it's a challenging experience, no matter where your political beliefs are. What's your why? Why do you keep showing up?
Why do I keep showing up? It's actually morphed over the years, and I'll kind of get into that in just a little bit. You know, initially, I will tell you, when first I was just looking for a career change. I was traveling all the time, way too much with kids. I mean, I would tell you, I used to show up my very first days at AMD with my 44-ounce Super Big Gulp every single morning.
Yeah, you did.
That's how I started, right? And obviously, I've done a complete 180. And the more that I learned about the product, so first it was just an opportunity. And then I started taking phone call after phone call. And I went to my first conference. It's like, I see this mom and she's like, are you Glenn? And I said, yeah. She goes, oh my God, can I give you a hug? you would not believe. I talked to you. I was on the fence about the Ion Cleanse system, and my child is a completely, can I give you a hug? And it's like, wow, man, that's what I want to do. I want to work with people to change the quality of their life. And, you know, that's what drives me every single day. As you well know, I lost my daughter last year at the age of 20 to cancer. And she's like, I remember when she was sick and I said, hey, I'm going to take the afternoon off and I'll just sit here with you. And then she's like, Dad, you need to go to work. People need your product. You need to go. You can come after work. Go back to work. Help people. That's what you're meant to do. And, you know, I'm going to honor Kelly's wishes. And so she drives me every single day. So, yeah, I just couldn't see myself doing anything else other than helping people. I feel like that's what God's plan is for me.
That's beautiful, Glenn. And I know I've said this, but I'm so sorry for your loss in the last year with Kelly. And I'm sure, I mean, your energy comes through as, you know, you're working through this and processing this very well, as I know as you as a human being. I mean, do you still have conversations with your daughter?
Oh, only about 40 a day, every single day. Yes. So, you know, and I look at it and I don't ever want the woe is me. And, you know, I have faith. And, you know, I think that Kelly has taught me, I always told her she was going to do incredible things with her life. And I always, always believed that. I just didn't see how that path was going to go. It was different than I envisioned. Kelly, since she has departed this physical earth, has changed so many different lives. She's impacting people every single day. I mean, I know that people share that was, oh my God, I was thinking about this and they referenced Kelly and man, she's doing her work. She's just not physically here, but she's here with me every single day.
It's beautiful, Glenn. Well, you know, I want to just ask a couple more questions as we get to the end of our hour here. Obviously, like I'm such a big fan of the company and what you guys are doing. And I've personally, it's like 98% positive reviews. Of course, I think with technology, anybody who tells you that everything is going to work for everybody in the same respect, you should run from that human being. What has been your experience with customer feedback? What's the vibe with an Ion Cleanse AMD?
Absolutely. And I'm going to preface this. You asked me earlier, what is the investment in the Ion Cleanse system? We've got two models. We've got the Premier, which is really designed for practitioners. The Solo is really geared for individuals at home use. The investment in the Ion Cleanse Solo, it's $1,995, so just shy of $2,000. That's a significant investment. Right. I totally understand that. You know, I talked about our money back guarantee that we have. And I've talked to people. We are in some very, very challenging communities. People who have spent $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, six figures, et cetera. Then we understand that we kind of are all often the last hope, if you will. Hey, I've tried everything else and I figure, what the heck? Let me try this. It's a significant amount of money, but based on people that I've heard from, there's the results. 95 out of 100 people say, wow, this is the best $2,000 I've ever spent. And our return rate is about 5%. Now, really interesting, of that 5%, all our machines have a runtime counter on it, kind of like an odometer on our car. Of our 5%, 80% of our returns, the machine has been used less than 5 sessions. So we don't ask, but it's funny. And I don't know if I've shared this with you, but what do you think the number one reason for a return is, Freddie?
Oh my God. I would assume that they don't use it.
It is spouse A purchases without spouse B's blessing.
Ooh, wow.
So, right. And I get that.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And let me clarify, I am not defining who spouse A is or who spouse B is.
Yeah.
Right? Because it could be a mix. But here's the thing, and you nailed it on the head. And I've talked to doctors, and they've seen our research. It's like, you need to do this study. And I said, okay, doc, let me ask you. If we did the study that you wanted us to do, and it proved 90% effective, would you recommend that to all your patients? Absolutely. I said, but what about the other 10? What about that 10% that don't, this product is not designed for? He's like, well, you know, you got to go with the odds. And I'm like, well, you may want this study. We don't have that study yet, but here's what we do offer is the ability for you to use it, evaluate it for that 60 days. Because, right, when Kelly was going through her, I spent a lot of money. I spent a lot of money on therapies that didn't help her, that some that made her worse. That if people offered me and said, hey, this is safe, it's effective for a lot of people, but if it doesn't work for Kelly, let me give you all your money back. No questions asked. I'm like, sign me up.
Yeah.
But I didn't encounter that.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. You know, we're a company of integrity. We do what we say we're gonna do. Yeah. You know, bottom line is I wouldn't be sitting in this chair if I didn't believe in our product. But there's no single modality that works for every. We have people who have cleansed and said, man, I just really haven't seen the results. Man, put it in the box and send it back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than that.
Yeah. It's great feedback. Obviously we're in very similar fields with the foot bath and amp coil. We're talking about subtle energy. We're talking about, it's a new conversation for most people. So I think my advice to people is you got to get on it and you just got to use it. You know, you got to experience it in your body and you tell me how you feel. You know, go try it. That's why we implore people to try it a few times before they purchase if that's possible. And just to reflect a similar story, I just had a woman return for the first time in 8 months. It's very rare. You know, it really is. It's very rare that somebody's like, and I try to explain this to people with technology. I think they all work, but it's like, where does it come into the program? Because if you're looking at the foot bath as your one monotherapeutic to save you, you're putting it up on a pedestal. You know, where does it fit in the program? Where does the foot bath fit with an elite diet, with sleep hygiene, with environmental controls, like looking at the relationship around the human being that's struggling? You know, if we put it in a program, then I see it's just compounding beneficial factors.
Right.
So,
yep.
Yeah, and I believe this one to be, obviously, this is supported by the Beautifully Broken podcast. This is like, you know, this is one of our main pillars. I tell people my top four. You know, if I run out of the apartment to grab something and it's on fire, one of the things I'm grabbing is a foot bath. It's light, it's portable, and it works. So, Glenn, just a couple more questions. What, you know, the Beautifully Broken podcast, putting the beautiful broken pieces back together, through this story of life, what does it mean to you to be beautifully broken?
To be beautifully broken to me it's woken me. I am a woke person. I appreciate things so much more mm-hmm. than I did before. And I am just, I'm really humbled where I am right now. I have so many, you know, and I go back to Kelly real quick and people are like, man, and to put it this into perspective, so Kelly and I's relationship, literally, this is not an exaggeration, texted at least 20, 25 times a day. And I talked to her at least 2 or 3 times a day. So when I look back and people are like, that's not fair. You lost your daughter. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know many dads who have that type of relationship with their daughter, even through their entire lifetime. So it's really taught me to look back and think, man, I was blessed with a relationship with my daughter that very, very few dads ever have. For that, I'm grateful and I honor that every single day. And I just build upon that and said, we always get to a point where we can, people are like, God, aren't you angry? I'm like, no, I'm not angry. Do I miss my daughter? Do I want to hug her? Do I have tears all the time? Yes. But man, I was blessed for what I was given. And I'm going to acknowledge that. And I'm going to honor it. And I'm going to cherish it. And I'm hopefully going to spread that to other people as well.
It's beautiful, Glenn. And because the world is in such a state of need right now, I'm going to gift you a magic wand. And you can gift one thing to the people of the world. What would you give people?
I would replace hate with kindness. You know, when we go out of our way to do something nice and positive for somebody else versus looking at that negative, not only do we have a profound effect on that person who maybe hasn't had any kindness to them in so long, but we grow. The more that we exude kindness and respect to others versus the country that we are in right now is divide, it's that hate. It would be that replacing that hatred with kindness. We do that, we're going to live in a much, much better place as a country, as a community, and individually.
Glenn, we're going to close it down there. This was an epic podcast. Thank you for being a guest on the Beautifully Broken podcast. And I'm sure we'll do another one. I look forward to 2021 because we'll be able to do a show together somewhere.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and the honor.
Thank you, sir. Namaste.
Does anybody think that these health upgrades sound expensive? They can be an investment. But after truly learning how money works, the inflationary nature of our fiat currency, combined with the fact that big banks charged, are you ready for this? $34 billion to the poorest members of society, I knew I was ready for a shift. In my opinion, money is energy. And I've seen too many scenarios which compromised health is attached to financial distress. The energy is not flowing. And to break that cycle, it's going to take a new level of thinking to come up with a different result. Enter Celsius Network. This is my bank that's not a bank. Celsius is a place to store cryptocurrency safely and get an incredible return on your stored wealth. They share up to 80% of the revenue with the users, not the board of trustees, so you can earn up to 17.78% APY distributed weekly. I'd like to see a bank beat that. So what does that look like? Every Monday, I get a direct deposit of the money I've earned as a reward for joining the community on my beautifully designed app with this high-end customer interface. I've made over $2,600 by joining Celsius in just over 9 months. I've never made that in the history of time through my old, air quote, big bank. So they have 0% in withdrawal fees. Over 500,000 users and $10 billion in assets that are insured. And you can also use your crypto or borrow dollars or stable coins with loans starting at just 1%. That's correct. You can borrow from yourself and keep your own money and pay it back over the next 6 months to a year. Say it with me, financial freedom is back on the market. So check out the link in the show notes to join Celsius. I've got a special offer to earn $30 in stable coins by joining the community. Please don't take this as financial advice, and everything I offer is an opportunity to do your own research and make the best choice for your abundance. Let the green energy flow so you can do more good in the world. My friends, you made it to the end of the podcast, and here we are in season 3. I think our relationship is developing into something really special. So there are two ways to support this show. The first is by joining my membership program at buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo. Here you'll get early access to all the podcasts, bonus episodes, video clips, discounted coaching, and free webinars with thought leaders in the wellness and transformational technology industry. It's a chance to take your listening experience and put it into action. The second way is to support the podcast through FreddieSetGo.com and download the Beautifully Broken Buyer's Guide. This is my new ebook, which is a collection of transformational technology, supplements, and courses that have worked for me, my clients, and my family. These are things that I've found to be incredibly helpful in my healing journey, and I put them all in one book. Most of them offer significant discounts just by clicking the link or using the discount code. And please know they don't cost you anything extra. And at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations.
My heart thanks you for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here with us. If you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. And if you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at FreddySetGo or buymeacoffee.com/FreddySetGo. Last message from my vast team of lawyers that I pay a lot of money for. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself, your family members, or others. Always consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having challenges with. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is changing. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. Namaste.